Well, I should think you've all realized by now that spring is with us, and spring is well underway, and it's beautiful spring morning out there today. Leaves are coming out on the trees, the evenings are opening out, so we have more sunlight in the evening. Flowers are beginning to bloom in the gardens, and if you go out into the countryside, the wildflowers are springing up too. Daisies and buttercups and ragged robin and wild vetch and all sorts of other flowers that you wouldn't know or be able to name. Many of these flowers, so pretty in the woodland bank or in a wild hedge or in a meadow, we wouldn't want in our own garden, would we? If they turned up in our hedge or our herbaceous border, we could denounce them as weeds and go out and tear them out and pack them by a weed killer to make sure that they can no longer encroach upon our garden. Yes, buttercups and daisies look fine in the countryside, but we don't want them in our garden. We dig them out and put them in the dustbin. But you know, there were weeds in our own lives too. Yes, weeds growing within us. Those little bits of bad behaviour and those selfish moments which make us always put what we want first before other people and to forget the needs of others. That refusal to share with other people or to help some people when they need our help, and that willingness to say things that hurt other people's feelings. I expect we've all done it at some time. These are the weeds in our lives, always putting what we want first and forgetting the needs of other people. So let's see if this year we can't get rid of some of these weeds as well, the weeds that grow within us, and see if a nicer, better person might grow up in their place, a person whose main concern will be making other people happy. And if in our prayers we ask Jesus to help us to do this, then we may find, as many people have found, that in doing that, we ourselves have become not only better, but happier people. For those who follow Jesus and live their lives unselfishly as he did, these are the people who find true contentment in life and happiness in their hearts. But when in doubt, if we follow the example of Jesus, then we can't go far wrong.